Welcome to First Take, Southeast Norway's third best English language variety comedy podcast. Welcome to the show, glorious, beautiful human. Yes, you. You're absolutely stunning today, and if anyone tells you otherwise, if they say something like, "Hey, you look a bit tired this morning," then you calmly take a sip of your morning coffee while holding up one finger as if to say, "Just give me a sec." Then swallow your coffee. Then take that same finger and stick it right in their eye! Then a quick karate chop to the throat! And three swift, forceful kicks! 1, 2, 3, straight to the genitals! By this point, they should have fallen to the ground, but if they have not, then kick them once more with the flat of your foot right in the kneecap to hyperextend the knee joint and put them onto their back like a stupid turtle! And if you have a hammer handy, now you want to go ahead and shatter their knees, elbows, wrists, and ankles, and then consider whether or not to turn all of their fingers into hamburger or hammerburger, if you'll forgive me this tremendous dad joke, and then stand over their crumpled, useless body and scream, "Who's tired now, Father? Who's tired now? Todd thinks I'm beautiful, and so do I." This is our first podcast together, you and me, and so I feel at this point that I ought to explain what we'll be doing here. This is a place of positivity, good vibes, and communal peace, and sunshine, and warm hugs and shit. My name is Todd Haggerty, and I shall be the warm hand on the inside of your thigh, creeping ever closer to your glory core. This will not be a place for serious discussions about politics or the real estate market, the state of the economy or raising children, or serious conversations about anything at all, really. This is my safe place. There's no need for pants. This podcast can be whatever I want it to be. Want to know what we're going to have? We're going to have music. Fantastically fantastic music like this that I make myself. As well as conversation, poetry, advertisement, history lessons, editorial, famous guests, healthy recipes, not famous guests, man tits, time travel, sports updates, personal hygiene courses, screaming, whispering, speaking at a reasonable volume, whispering with an echo, stories, jokes, imagining, background singers. Oh, fuck yeah. Listener email, drunken conversations with my cat, intelligent discourse pertaining to the direction of a Norwegian economy that for over half a century has relied heavily upon the profits of the oil industry as Norway, and indeed the rest of the world as a whole, move collectively toward greener solutions for technology and renewable energy. Explosions! Interesting facts. Car chases. Interesting facts about explosions and car chases. And no goddamn pants. But far more than any of this, this will be a safe place for love. Passionate love. Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna make sweet, tender love to your imagination. I will gently caress your sense of intrigue. I'm gonna hump the holy shit out of your curiosity, and I will deeply penetrate the worst, darkest parts of your sense of humor. I'll tickle that sensitive spot behind your left knee in each and every one of your remaining senses. I'll be going full horny orangutan on your sweet ass. What's that smell, you ask? Oh, that's just the smell of Todd Haggerty making beautiful, sticky audio love to you. And I'll be going deep, so, so deep, plugging all of your gaping, moist humor holes with my veiny, throbbing laugh cock. By the time we're finished, we'll both be sweating like two fat rats fucking in a knit wool sock. You know, a bit sweeter than that. It's gonna be amazing! So let's get started, and let's get weird. Right after this short message from our sponsor. First Take is brought to you by toilet paper. Put it in your butt and take it back out again.
Careful with those fingertips.
Welcome back to First Take. Hope you can take advantage of some of those sponsor deals. So, I'm not really sure who I'm making any of this for. Is this for Norwegians? Americans? Is it for a handful of friends and family who can't bring themselves to tell me that I suck? Or is this all just for me? I don't know, but I reckon that will all figure itself out soon enough. And here I am. This is Norway. Norway's everything you've ever seen on a postcard. It can be absolutely stunning. Fjords, mountains, lakes, rivers, islands, sexy people, trolls, sexy people in knit sweaters, waterfalls. So many fucking waterfalls. Even the waterfalls have waterfalls. Sometimes the sky is even blue. From Gaustatoppen to Besegen to Geirangerfjord, it is huge. Words really can't capture it. And the truth is that Norway, at its very best, in its grandest scale, at its most devastatingly beautiful, when the weather isn't complete abysmal shite, it makes those postcard photos look, well, like photos. There are no pictures that capture it, because that camera does not exist. Norway's everything you see in those photos and more, and it is, at the same time, absolutely nothing like those photos. For example, I've never seen a gift shop postcard of someone's vague silhouette crying in the dark and binge drinking cod liver oil.
Where's the sun? Where's the sun?
The Norwegian Tourism Board doesn't promote this country with photos of people at a grocery store who don't know what a line is or how to stand in one.
Opening register 2 for the next customer.
Check it out! I was in the back of the line, and now I'm in the front! What a time to be alive!
And there is no window screensaver image of someone at their place of work, perhaps me at age 32, working a catering gig, making half a sandwich 6 dozen times for someone's funeral, staring blankly into the middle distance as the world's worst, most godforsaken, soul-violating radio station incessantly vomits out the same songs it vomited out yesterday, and the day before, as I think to myself,
there's no fucking reason in the world why anyone should be listening to Patrick Swayze sing anything! And I swear to Christ, if I hear Toto's Africa one more fucking time, I'm gonna kill everybody here and then snap my own neck in the bread mixer!
So what do I actually have to offer my listeners? My perspective? What's that worth? An American moron experiencing all the quirks and nuances of Norway? 30-minute servings of, oh my god, this cheese is brown! And,
why doesn't your sandwich have a top?
And, isn't this higgly? And, what the fuck is higgly? I'm sure that podcast already exists in one form or another, and I'm not really interested in making another one. Even if I'm really, really, really sure you'll love it because I'm me, and I'm oh so super special. But I do like to imagine that I am unique in some sense, whatever that may be. That I was unique before I left Washington State. That I continue to be unique here. And will be unique if I ever make it out alive again. So it isn't really my aim to give you my perspective as an American in Norway. It is my aim to give you my perspective as Todd's brain and Todd's body in a bonkers-ass world. And that might just be weirder and funner and more horrifying than anything you can imagine. And while I do know that I just said what I just said, that this podcast isn't explicitly about Norway, right off the bat we do need to clear up and attempt to make sense of one stereotypically Norwegian item. And that is lutefisk. Here's a quick overview before I dive into a brief history of and some of the misconceptions surrounding lutefisk. What exactly is lutefisk? Well, in layman's terms, lutefisk is what happens when a cod fucks a jellyfish. It's an approximation of fish in jello form. Lutefisk is the weird kid at your son's birthday party that you feel sorry for, but also don't want your son to invite over ever again. Lutefisk is that friend with the mayonnaise stains on the front of his pants who's just a little too interested in helping your mom around the house. There's just something a little off about this one. So here we go. The history. Which I may have completely invented, but no one can tell me isn't true. In the year 1500 and something, there was a fisherman on the west coast of Norway. Let's call him Finn. And Finn was deeply, deeply unhappy.
Many Norwegians were likewise unhappy during these bleak times as... 1. The land was being ruled by a bunch of goddamn ridiculous Danish people, genetically prone to a condition called Nordic spaditis, an ailment which causes the formation of an actual potato in the throat at about 1 year of age. It's true, look it up. 2. Petroleum oil had not yet been discovered off the coast, and thus neither had its vast revenues, and poverty was a normal part of life for most people. 3. None of the iPhone chargers worked. 4. What Does the Fox Say was still more than 400 years away, and Norway before What Does the Fox Say was pretty much unlivable. So, as deeply unhappy as he was, Fisherman Finn decided to off himself and his emaciated progeny before the imminent darkness and brutality of another Nordic winter could wash over him. He came home one day with a beautiful cod, fresh from the sea, and swore it would be his family's last meal. He neatly filleted the fish, and then he poisoned it with lye. And just to be sure that the poison would seep deep into the flesh of the fish, he let it sit for several days. After rinsing and soaking the fish to rid it of the obvious presence of the lye, he was left with what could only be described as jello fish, which he salted and simmered and put in front of his family. They were not totally convinced, but they were starving. Much to his dismay, everyone survived the meal, and a sick, twisted tradition was born. And now to address a few... misconceptions. The first big misconception about lutefisk actually comes from across the Atlantic in America. You see, we Americans are obsessed with our identity. So if your family name is Italian, you tend to do some weird pinchy bullshit with your hands when you talk. And you say, "Hey, forget about it," a lot, and call bolognese gravy. And if your family name comes from Ireland, like mine, Haggerty, then you drink way too much, way too often, and go, "Look at me, I'm an alcoholic, woo!" And if your family name is any kind of Nordic, be it Norwegian, Icelandic, Swedish, or even weirdo Danish, then you are 100% convinced that you're a Viking, and as such, you must eat the weirdest fish you can find in the purest manner possible. So you'll find these little pockets of ridiculous people in places like Minnesota, or the Ballard area in Seattle, closer to where I'm from, and they will on occasion gather in self-aggrandizing flocks and eat the shit out of nothing but lutefisk and say, "Look at me, I'm a berserker-ass Viking motherfucker!" And this is dumb. This is dumb because nobody here eats lutefisk like that, all puritanical and shit. In reality, to convince themselves that they're enjoying this gelatinous thing that used to be a fish, Norwegians will dump shitloads of melted butter and beautiful brown bacon all over that shit, and they'll eat it with green pea puree and mustard sauce. Pretty much anything that doesn't taste like lutefisk is great to put on lutefisk. There's potatoes too, but no one gives a shit. The second great misconception about this used to be fish comes from this side of the pond, and that would be those Norwegians that defend the tragically misguided tradition of eating this stuff on purpose. And the one argument you will most frequently hear from them is that lutefisk is an acquired taste. It's an acquired taste. I think we all know more or less what that means, but I looked it up anyway, and the online Cambridge Dictionary defines an acquired taste as something that you dislike at first, but that you start to like after you've tried it a few times. And that is bullshit. Because lutefisk isn't something that you start to like after you try it a few times. It's something you start to like after you pour butter and bacon all over it, because then it tastes like butter and bacon. And that shit is delicious. Lutefisk is not an acquired taste. You know what is an acquired taste? Vagina. Hear me out. The first time you attempt to eat a vagina, nothing is good besides your intentions. You have a beautiful lady friend and you want to make her feel good, and you hear that this is the ticket. So you put on a face of enthusiastic confidence and say, "Just lie back, my lady, and enjoy the ride." And then you get down there, and you stare at it for a moment like it's a Rubik's Cube. Okay, how's this thing work? You brush it off with your hand, maybe a paper towel. Maybe blow into it like you're clearing the dust out of an old 8-bit Nintendo cartridge. Then you close your eyes, stick out your tongue, and inch towards it, thinking, "I don't know about this." You stumble around down there for a few minutes, discovering a completely new umami profile, and hoping that effort will take the place of know-how, until eventually she says,
"Okay, that's enough. You tried."
The second time isn't much better, but you're not a quitter, so you keep giving it a shot. And somewhere along the line, something clicks in your brain without you even fully realizing it. You are enjoying yourself. She's enjoying yourself. You're throwing in new moves, trying to write the alphabet with your tongue, humming Marvin Gaye. "I've been really fine, baby. I keep feeling for so long. And if you feel like I feel, then you know." And then one day it happens. You go completely feral. She comes home from work and you scream out,
"Give it to me, I'm starving!"
And lunge ravenously at those labia like a wolf to its prey.
It's mine. My precious.
And much like a carpenter brings his own tools to the job site, you now always have a small, battery-powered hair trimmer handy. And you grow a big mustache just to save the smell for a little while longer. But at no point in this metamorphosis, this journey of personal growth, do you say,
"Hang on, babe, I'm just gonna melt up some butter."
And then you drizzle, drizzle. And she says,
"Okay, can you eat it now?"
And you say, "Hang on a sec, babe, this bacon hasn't browned yet."
And then, fwap, 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 you throw several small handfuls of bacon at her genitals and quietly lament that you forgot to prepare the mustard sauce ahead of time. This never happens because vagina is something you grow to love without adding side dishes or barista syrups or essential oils. It is truly an acquired taste. Lutefisk, on the other hand, is not. But regardless of the manner, regardless of the tradition or the protocol, you do still eat the lutefisk, and you do still eat the vagina. And ultimately, it's all for the same reason. It makes Grandma happy.
F-U-R-S-T-E-A-K.
Vet du hva, pappa? Jeg har skikkelig
lyst på dette. Papa, do you want to hear about my dream? So, we were in the woods, and then another day we had this
rally. Okay, can you guys just, one at a time? Can you please just talk one at a time? Please, I'm back. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, it's peaceful in here. Quiet. These kids are fucking killing me, man. That's just too many voices to be happening at the same time.
Tell me about it, man.
Wait, who the fuck are you?
Name's Blarg. Come on, man, you know me.
Okay then, Blarg. What the hell are you doing here, man? This is my place, man. This is my head.
I live here, bro.
This is my head. Get the fuck out.
But I'm you.
You just said you're Blarg. If you're me, why do you have a different name?
I'm the version of you that talks like this. Now, I don't want to get all deep into metaphysics and shit, so I'm you, and I'm also Blarg, and I talk like this.
Like an alter ego?
Sure.
Why Southern?
That's ambiguously Southern to you.
Huh?
Well, I don't imagine there's nobody nowhere in the actual South that thinks I sound like I come from where they come from.
I see. So it's more a thing where a non-native speaker will buy into it, but probably not a local?
Exactly.
Kind of like the way we can spot a Canadian here, but the Norwegians can't.
Exactly.
Kind of like the way we can speak Norwegian and get mistaken for a Norwegian by some folks who aren't actually Norwegian.
Exactly.
Hi, hi. Hva snakker dere om?
Who the fuck is that?
Og jeg bare den personen av deg som snakker latterlig overdrevet norsk.
Oh, you're the me that speaks Norwegian? You have a different name too?
Nei da, jeg bare Todd. Selv om ingen I dette landet klarer å si Todd, så ofte heter jeg bare Todd.
Well, that's unfortunate. Hey, how about you go stand over there in the corner? We don't need you right now.
Ja, ingen problem. Jeg skal bare gå litt hit og bare stå her uten å gjøre noen ting som helst da. Og vente.
And zip it, bro.
Så klart, jeg skal bare stå her og...
Okay, where were we? Don't recall, man. Before all of this, whatever this is.
You was complaining about your children.
Right. They just talk and talk, don't they?
Yep.
They don't listen to anything I say.
Not a goddamn thing.
What about that joke I made earlier? What the fuck was that?
Which one's that, man?
The one where I directly translated the Norwegian word umiddelbart into unmiddle mustache? That shit was hilarious. My daughter didn't laugh, though.
None of them did, man.
What if I'm not funny?
No, man, that's impossible, man.
It is, isn't it? I mean, my friends think I'm funny, don't they?
Wait, what if
they don't? What if they're just using me for the hand jobs?
Well, now you got very strong toned forearms, so I guess the joke's on them.
Yeah, and at least I have friends. Don't I?
Don't you?
The guy at the grocery store, Edward, he's my friend, isn't he?
Fuck yeah, he is.
And he almost got my name right last time, and he sells me things at a market competitive price.
Seems pretty friendly to me.
Hey, what happened to that old Pink song?
So what? I'm still a rock star.
No, not that one.
Got the right moves.
Even older.
I'm coming out, so you better get the party started.
Yeah, that's the one. You never hear that one anymore.
Guess not.
Man, hope I just wiped too hard and this isn't a hemorrhoid. Don't think I've had one of those before. That's some old people shit, and I ain't old, right?
Right.
Maybe I just wiped too many times.
Maybe you didn't wipe enough.
Something isn't right here. Ah, fuck. I have to go back to work tomorrow.
Normally an exciting prospect.
Oddly not tempting at the moment. It's just not fristing me, if you know what I mean. Usually I love making food for these assholes. Maybe I'm burning out.
Maybe you need a sick day.
I could call in sick?
Fuck yeah.
I don't like lying to my boss.
I'd actually have to be sick.
Or just really believe you're sick. You could call in sick with a wicked case of hypochondria.
Maybe there's something in the back of the fridge that could do the trick. Just some, I don't know, some dubious cheese or something. Just a bite or two. Just enough to make me throw up two, maybe three times. Coast through a few days on the couch. And I wouldn't have to lie to my boss.
That's a hell of a plan, man.
Hey, how early is too early for a drink?
Gin and tonic, brother.
Gin and tonic sounds mighty, mighty good to me. Hey, you remember that song? Those guys were great. They were in that movie.
Hey, Scotty.
Yeah!
What's it gonna be? Gin and tonic sounds mighty, mighty good to me.
What if I drink till I puke? That still counts, right?
Sure does.
I mean, sick is sick.
Ooh, I'm down with the sickness!
Oh, goddamn, all my pop culture references are super old. But I'm not.
Nope.
Todd, you're still a young, hot, nasty sex machine.
Fuck yeah, you are, and everyone wants to do hot, nasty sex stuff with you.
Even straight dudes.
Especially straight dudes. Lesbians, too.
I can't really say it's anything I'm doing, either. It's just pheromones. It's biology. But I do feel sorry for them. They don't even know what they're missing, but boy, do they fantasize.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't help that I have this godly, toddly voice, either.
It's like liquid sex, man.
Listen. It's a perfect combination of baritone and vocal fry.
You're powerless to resist, man.
I'm just a love machine, and I won't work for nobody but you.
That wife of yours is one lucky woman.
One lucky lady.
Is that falsetto singing, Todd?
Yeah, he's here most of the time.
I never go away.
Hallo, wie geht's euch? Was ist los?
Nah, hell no. German-speaking Todd can get right the fuck out of here.
What is the problem here?
Wait, are there two German-speaking Todds now?
Nein. I'm just the Todd that speaks English with this ridiculous German accent. Isn't that weird?
Jesus, this is getting worse than listening to the kids.
It's getting super weird.
Hey, man, by the way, if you got a minute or two, I got a few things to talk
about. Can you consider that all of these voices?
I got some crazy fucking roommates, man. These people won't shut up.
They have nothing.
One person sings with a high voice to what they...
Everyone shut the fuck up!
Wait, what's that sound?
Das ist Ambience.
Ambience, huh?
Yep.
Has that been there this whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Schnitzel.
Huh. Is it always like that?
Yeah, mostly, but sometimes it's a different tone.
Oh, you see there? Changed a little bit. And are those birds?
Yeah, man, they got in here like 35 years ago, and we ain't never got them out again.
It's the same thing with the dolphins.
What the... Man, this place is a mess.
Totally.
Huh. Hey, since we're all here, could we at least try to harmonize something?
Sure thing.
Yeah, sauerkraut.
Okay, on three. One, two, three.
Marsupial. Mononucleosis. Mushroom tip.
That's beautiful, man.
Why so many M-words?
Hold shafting, Tiskiavel.
Why don't you come over here and make me, you weird fish-eating freak?
Human, der ingen har som liker deg.
Just because you don't like me doesn't mean everybody else
fuck
here doesn't like
this.
Me.
I'm out of here.
Nein, alle har syns du veldig rar. Og vi skulle ønske du var død.
This is 2023. This is crazy. This is clearly bullying. He's bullying me, everybody.
Hey y'all, it's me, Blarg.
Blarg, 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 Blarg.
You ready to do this thing, man? Alright, hop on in. This is Blarg's Time Capsule. Year's 2019. I've taken my two youngest kids to a birthday party on the outskirts of Oslo at this big indoor playland, which is more or less the same as a large McDonald's playland, except they let you pay a bunch of money to use it. The air's thick with the scent of bad pizza and wretched children, and the house PA system is bumping a playlist titled Every Song Todd Never Wanted to Hear. And somewhere in the distance, a child is crying, always. My boy's six, so I can just dive right into 80s parent mode with him, like how we was raised. Have fun. Come find me when you're fucking bleeding. But my little girl, she's two, so I have to hover like a modern-day parent and follow her into that big padded labyrinth, go down slides with her and discreetly punish bigger kids if they're shitty to her. I just pinch him a little behind the arm when no one's looking. I'm like the Secret Service. Back when we had a human in office who occasionally did human things and interacted with other human beings on a human being sort of level.
You know what? I'd like to go to Target today and buy some tube socks.
I strongly advise against it, sir, but you are the president.
So I follow her around, crawl and climb and slide, and after about 20 minutes, I'm fucking beat. Worn out. Old. Well, she's young. She's just warming up. So we keep climbing, climbing. 3 stories. 4 stories. 5. The winds pick up. My ears are popping. My nose begins to bleed. Our Sherpa yells into the oxygen-deficient air that a storm is closing in, and we need to get back to base camp. But we find a sort of quiet space up there where my daughter can run in a circuit. Up squishy steps, down the slide, run back around. Up squishy steps, down the slide, and so on until time ceases to exist. And everything here is padded, so I just sit down right there by the bottom of the slide while she keeps running her little circuit, and I can just rest right here, nice and easy. And it is pretty comfortable, actually. And I think to myself, this would be a fantastic place to die. Just have myself a cozy little heart attack, nice and quiet, and slip off into the great beyond here in southeast Norway on the outskirts of Oslo, in Playland, Happy Land. And some kids will find me. One of them will tell all their playmates they found a man who's pretending to sleep, and he's doing a real good job of it, too. He's pretty convincing. And no one will tell an adult, and they'll all take turns tormenting my corpse, and just jumping on me and sticking their sticky, dirty little fingers into my nose. Then they decide amongst themselves in true Lord of the Flies fashion what must be done. They'll fetch plastic balls, 2 at a time, from the big ball pit on the ground floor, and they will cover me, and my daughter will help them, laughing and giggling. Until one of the other parents, also stuck following their child into these brave meandering heights, sees my dirty, mismatched socks poking out from a rainbow-colored mountain of plastic balls like fucking green boots on Mount Everest. And now comes the part that I really, really enjoy. They have to get me out. The paramedic shows up and confers with the 17-year-old Funland Happy Land employee. Okay, where is he? She just points up. How do I get there? Deep breath, and then she starts. Well, you go up the purple squishy steps, which will take you to the swinging foam dangly things that whack you in the face. Don't take the green squishy steps, because those will take you to the parallel orange slides, and that's not at all where you want to be. So it's purple squishy steps, foam danglers that whack you in the face, then pink squishy steps again. Then green slide down. I know, sounds counterintuitive, but you gotta go down if you want to go up. Then you come to a T. Do not go left. Going left will only take you to the parallel orange slides, and that's not at all where you want to be. So you go right, and up 8 layers in the woven mesh tower, and then out through the trampoline section, more foam danglers that whack you in the face, and then you're there, after just another handful of squishy steps, plus a few mesh tunnels. The paramedic makes it to my peaceful, extremely handsome corpse about 45 minutes after departing base camp. His heart rate is alarmingly high. He brushes away the plastic balls and confirms that I am, in fact, dead. And I've shit myself, too. I'm not even ashamed of it, neither, on account of being dead. And I'm smiling softly. Having left all this stupid world behind and all its crazy horse shit, I will never have to go to another child's birthday party ever again. And my eyes aren't totally closed, neither, like the way my daughter does when she sleeps. Total creep show. Paramedic radios his team and thinks he sees me moving just a little bit right out of the corner of his eye. But when he looks over again, it's just me smiling at him with half-closed eyes. Well, he'll be dreaming about me tonight. Now then, how to get 90 kilos of smiling, shitty-pants, handsome man back out of this cardiovascular entertainment paradise? Well, he could go back the way he came. Drag me through the foam danglers that whack you in the face. Bounce me across the trampoline section, roll me down all 8 layers of the mesh tower, and make for the much maligned parallel orange slides. But then, how do you get me down those slides? Can't just toss me. There's kids everywhere, and they're all watching and asking you a lot of questions. What's your name? You have a dog? I have a dog. Can you bounce me on the trampoline? How did you find the body? I thought we did a pretty solid job of hiding him. So you get me on the slides, and it's those ones with like 4 lanes that run next to each other. So many questions in your head now. Do you try to push me down the slide? Do you put me on your lap and we go together as one? Keep in mind that my pants are indeed bursting with shitty poo-poo feces. Or do you place me at the top of one slide and sit on the slide next to me and hold my hand? And when you go down that slide, do you go, Eventually, you do get me out of Funland, Happy Land, and no one says thank you, and your shift ends. You go home and your wife is upset that you didn't finish mowing the lawn like you said you would, and you still haven't started getting that guest room ready to be painted neither. You joylessly eat cold leftovers that weren't all that good when they were warm. You go to bed and eventually you sleep, and I keep smiling at you with half-closed eyes in your dreams. Then 3 weeks go by. You ain't sleeping too well. And you're back there at Playland, Happyland, Funland for your daughter's birthday party, and you've been condemned to climb back into those same heights with your almost 3-year-old. My corpse is gone now, but the memory lingers, as does the smell, if only in the back of your mind. And after 20 minutes of running after your little one and climbing and sliding, you're exhausted. Maybe you should sit down for a minute. Everything is padded here. You just rest for a bit. It is pretty comfortable, actually. That's some quality ASMR shit right there. Give me some vibe music. Okay, okay, congratulations. We made it to the end of an episode here. Our first episode. It's pretty exciting, right? I was not really sure it was going to happen. Now I'm going a bit off script, which I'm not very good at. But a couple things I wanted to say before we get out of here. I've been working on this thing for like 6 months, putting together music and writing shit down and scripting and editing, and it's an adventure. I'm enjoying it though. Time goes by real quick when I'm doing this here. And, you know, I know it's stupid and cliche, but they say if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And I love doing this shit right here. I hope I could do it someday for reals and get paid money, you know. And anytime I think of something stupid that's funny to me, I write it in my phone. And then I connect it to other stupid ideas I've written down on my phone. And it turns out I think of a lot of stupid ideas that I think are funny. So I don't think I'm in danger of running out of material anytime soon. Although I think we're going to keep the episodes a little shorter so that I'm not 6 months between now and the next one. Before we get out of here, I do want to get to listener emails. I do have a few. I know that's weird since this is our first episode that we have listener email. Don't fucking worry about it. Okay. First email is from one Dante Wiggles, and he says, "Hey Todd, I noticed you say vagina a bunch, but never say the word pussy like a normal person. What's the deal?" That's a keen observation there, Dante. I'm actually glad you asked that question, because there is a very specific reason, and I believe I will get to that in a segment later on. Next email is from Guadalupe Rutherford, and she says, "Hey Todd, I know you're very busy running around, working full-time as a head chef and raising 3 kids and whatnot, but is there a chance you could close this episode out with a poorly made, half-finished metal cover of the 2005 Black Eyed Peas classic, My Humps? That's a banger for reals." Now that's a random request, but I got you covered. Before we get out of here though, and I leave you with that shining turd of a song, I do want to say thank you to a bunch of people. First up, Alex Steberg. Yeah, he's been the guy that is supposed to hold me accountable for all this, keep me on track, keep me pushing forward. He didn't volunteer for the job, but he got it anyway. He also helped me change a car battery via text message one time, which was pretty exciting. It's about like 25 texts back and forth for something that was pretty fucking stupid and simple and I didn't know how to do, but that was cool. So, thanks. Second up, Lindsay Alguire. I asked her how to pronounce that name. Still probably fucked it up, but Lindsay Alguire is the voice you heard in one of the segments there that was definitively not my voice, and I hope she's going to help me a lot in the future as well. I'd like to thank my brother Scott, because he's fucking awesome, always has been, and everyone else who has involuntarily become a part of my test group that I've just randomly sent this shit to. Reactions have been mostly positive. And my wife, Celia, I'd like to thank for being fantastic, always. And I'd like to thank my kids for teaching me the value of free time. And one last thing, if you want to send me any questions, comments, concerns, nudes, the email is mail@firststake.no.
That's mail at furstek.no. All right, y'all. I'll see you next time.
I keep on demonstrating my love.